Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. This is Carl. It is Sunday, February the 26th, and we're going to do our program today for an hour and a half. Freedomizer Radio Bible Study with Carl. Actually, it's our Bible study with each other. I would rather phrase it that way. This is not my Bible study. This is God's study, and I'm not trying to be cute with words, but it really is. And we're all here to learn. Don't think that I come in here with any specific knowledge or whatever. We're reading the scripture, and I pray before I come on privately for God to give me the words to say and for him to give all of us the spiritual meaning of what each verse or verses says to us individually, which is something that I can't even do for myself, no less do for you. And as soon as Raven gets on, we'll say a prayer for that effect. And then we will start with John. John chapter 14. And I believe we're going to be in verse 15. And I want to give you the phone number. You can call in. And you can speak with us. Raven will be with me. She's the one that is the co-host. And you can speak with her. She reads the verses. And we both comment on them. You can ask questions if you would like, or you can make comments. The only thing I will ask, if you please would do, is keep the comments or the questions pertinent to the context of what we are studying in this particular Bible study. It just makes things easier, keeps continuity. There's not a question about the Bible, if we're really talking about the Bible and the verses of the Bible, that anything is more important than another. It just makes the context go easier so we don't get off track. Because Bible studies are very easy to get off track on, very easy. And sometimes they turn into a Bible study on their own. But anyhow, if you do that, I'd appreciate it, and I'll bring her on. Okay, are you on?
I'm here, Carl.
Okay, go ahead and say a prayer for the normal guidance and also the spiritual meaning that each person, if we're asking for it, will get, which I may not see what God shows you, but I may see something that I need. So go ahead.
Amen. All right. Father, we just give this entire program up to you. We know that we are completely and totally without anything without you. We can't do the slightest thing properly unless it is you working through us. So we can do nothing but give this to you and ask you to work through us, through the very words we speak, so that everything that happens here through this next 90 minutes, in fact, throughout our entire lives, is dare I say, use the word dictated by your actions, not our own, that we may touch as many people as possible through your word, not through ours. For we are so weak and so unknowing, so I just don't even have enough words for it. It's only through you that we can actually touch hearts and give them the true words that they need to see exactly what you want for their lives. May we go through life in your will, Lord, seeking your face each and every day. In your loving name we pray. Amen.
That was well worded there, because that's a thing that I read commentaries, folks. Do not say that Carl's against the commentary. I'm against the commentaries being used to give sermons and Bible studies out of, because the Holy Spirit then is limited in what he can do. We do Bible studies, and believe me, this happens in my Bible, where people will literally compare and contrast, agree or disagree with what the Bible actually says, depending on their evangelistic hero's interpretation. And I'm not against commentaries or work study guides or whatever you call them.
Right.
I am against the fact that people stop there. They do not go further and pursue the spiritual meaning that the Holy Spirit will constantly give them. You know, before we got on here, folks, Raven was just taking a couple of moments telling me how God has changed her and just her outlook with people dealing in everyday mundane things of life, changed her from being selfish to no longer. And it is a change God makes. But we're limiting God when we take and we get our favorite person. Let's say you're beyond stupid and you take everything I say as that's it. Can't be any different than Carl says.
Right.
You know, the problem is we take these footnotes or commentary notes of a man and we stop there. We stop. We don't allow the Holy Spirit to work in him, as you were saying, Raven, where he actually changes you. And it's not something he normally flicks a switch. It's something that is a change, that is a process that has to go on and on. And you need the Holy Spirit giving you this wisdom. And neither her nor I can do that for you. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. You know, it's so interesting. There's something you just said. You said, you know, something about commentaries and who you depend on, whatever. But, you know, it's interesting. I have to tell you something that happened yesterday. It's so funny because we were talking about the book of Job. And you know how we've discussed that and the study. You know, that I did on the book of Job, et cetera. And something happened yesterday on a social media site where I was talking to a couple people about the book of Job and how Job actually, you know, went through, you know, everything he went through. But in the end, the whole point of the book of Job was his self-righteousness and how he ended up repenting. Well, I had someone that was telling me that, you know, my take on this was just wrong, you know, and how that wasn't the point of the book of Job. And I told him, I said, and I explained to him how, you know, I don't go by commentaries. I go by what scripture actually says. Well, so I was just wrong because no one else has that idea.
Right.
So I said, well, here's the interesting part. I went and looked it up. I actually, like, Googled it, whatever, and I found that there were a few other I'd never looked this up before, but I found that there were a few other instances of some pretty some fairly well-known churches or fairly big churches or pastors or what have you, having this same belief. And I didn't know this before. I'd never read anything on it before I did my study.
Ooh,
I just used the Holy Spirit and the Bible and did mine. I'd never looked it up before. So I wrote back to him and I said, look, you know, it turns out this is not just me. Now, understand, his previous comment to me was that, well, I was just relying on my own belief. So when I responded to him and said, look, it turns out that there are actually, you know, some other people that also have this, you know, have studied it, and they're fairly well-known churches or pastors or what have you, and agree with this. So then his turnabout was, well, now you're just going by man's wisdom. You know, when you have people that are set in how they believe, they're set in how they believe and don't want to go to scripture and don't want to give you any scripture verses for how they believe. No amount of scripture, no amount of anything anyone else says, nothing is going to change their mind when they are that set in what their church or their pastor or anything or what everyone else, what the world has told them.
And you're
them.
Right. And I'll tell you, the first one that comes to my mind is baptism by water saves your soul.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
yeah, you have
and
that
I had
particular.
A man, actually, I actually had a man, and I respected him for this. He read the verses I gave him, and he says, I see what the Bible's saying, but I just can't get away from the fact that I was brought up believing that water itself in baptism is what cleanses you, that you
right.
have to be baptized with water.
Right.
Raven,
so basically,
again, now,
he was telling you.
He
I just was
going to
say, he was
says,
telling
I
you.
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, he was saying, God says it, but I don't believe it. That's what he was basically saying.
That's exactly. No, that's the problem. And that's not only a problem. That's a problem, folks, when you set your mind that you're only going to take a person's word for it. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
He admitted that what
yeah.
I get the verses, and I gave him probably 20 or 25 verses that had not that stated that it was only symbolic, and it was
yeah.
never meant for salvation. John the Baptist in John chapter 3, read the first like 18 verses, three times in
mm-hmm.
there, he said it was for repentance from sin. Nothing to do with
yes.
salvation because Christ hadn't died. It was a repentance
yes.
from sin where he was preparing the people for the coming Messiah who would come and preach after him and preach salvation by faith. But the man admitted, the Bible said it, but I just can't do it. He was honest. Now,
yeah.
again,
yeah.
am I saying that I don't take what somebody, including Raven or my own self, say? No. But you
right.
don't use as a filter my notes, my workbooks, my commentaries.
Right.
You use the scripture and prayer to the Holy Spirit. If you pray
yeah.
to the Holy Spirit for that wisdom, you will get it. James 1:5. It's not a possibility. It's a guarantee in the Word of God. And you
yeah.
filter everything through. Now, let's say you come up and you don't know. If the Holy Spirit
right.
hasn't shown it to you, calm down. That amazes
right.
me in these commentaries where people have, they have explanations for every verse. I've never,
right.
yes, I have. I've heard J. Vernon McGee one time said about the topic of the apparent contradiction of free will versus predestination, elect, chosen, and he said, I have my feelings on it. I've read everything I could over the years on it, and he says, folks, I'm still going to say I don't know. Now, there's a man that I admire because he's not latching on to what someone else says. He says, the Holy
yes.
Spirit has not given me conclusive how to, he said it's an apparent contradiction. It's not a contradiction. That's why I use the word apparent.
Right.
So this is why every week we pray for the Holy Spirit to do for you what I can't even do for me. And that's give
right.
me the depth of the meaning. Because the Holy Spirit can focus on something. We got 100 people. He can give us 100 different emphasis points depending on who needs what from the verse.
Yes. Yes.
But nothing's changing this. If anything, Raven, it's getting stronger. I'm running up.
Yes.
I'm running against more backlash in my personal Bible studies that I do with people when I tell them, you've got to study. You've got to read the words of the Bible and compare them with what I say and make sure that I'm not contradicting the Bible.
Yes, absolutely.
But again, it's all part of Laodicea, folks, which my opinion, we've been in for about 110 to 120 years, but it is part of Laodicea. It's Genesis 3:1. Did God really mean that? And then when Genesis 3:5, once you eat of that forbidden fruit, which is doubting the word of God, then you're like God. You have the right to tell anybody what the Bible says. You want to preach a seeker-sensitive Bible without repentance from sin? You want to preach prosperity and all this? Go right ahead. But it's not in the scripture.
Yeah.
But again, the whole thing is pray daily, folks. Pray daily when you do a Bible study. And you don't have to sit down and say a 35-minute prayer that would absolutely stun the United Nations. All you have to do is in your soul, in your heart, God, you give me what I need today in this. And he will do it. You'll be amazed how Bible study will change on a personal level if you'll trust the Holy Spirit more than man.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, we're in John 14. I did not write down the verse, but I'm going to guess we start here with verse 15. Do you have any notes as to where we were?
Usually I kind of mark it right there. Hold on just a moment. Let me look.
I'm going to say up through maybe 10 or 12, and we might have done through 14.
I'm not sure. I did not mark it. I did not mark it down here. Usually I do, but I did not, so I can't tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I think we were kind of all over the place last week. We had a very good study.
Folks, we always go all over the place to explain. That's why the Bible Interprets Bible is the name of the program, the title.
Yeah,
We always bring in other verses. What I'm saying, I think we might have ended with 14, but you don't have any notes to that effect?
I don't know.
I do, but they're out in my car. Let's go ahead then and read 12 through 14, because the next verse is going to talk about the promise the Holy Spirit gives us.
I think we did end there.
I do too. Read 12 through 14 again. This is a promise, folks. But this is a promise based upon some conditions, and not conditions about how hard I work for the church or my random acts of kindness. It's conditions based upon my following what the scripture says. Go ahead.
Okay. Believe, am I starting in 10 or 10, right?
12.
Do you not? 12. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead. Read 10 through 14. Read 10 through 14. It's nothing wrong with wherever you start.
Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works.
Thank you.
Believe me. Yes. Yes. You know, it's interesting that we started there, because this is what you and I were talking about earlier. And Christ on earth was a model of what we are supposed to do.
Exactly,
and this is what we,
he only did the works the Father gave him. He didn't do what Pastor Carl. He didn't do what Pastor Carl says. I've got something I could give as an example, but if anybody goes, somebody, if they hear me, is going to think that I'm taking a shot at something, and I'm not. So go ahead.
But it's not supposed to be our own works. It's the works that God does through us, and we've been saying this, you know,
forever,
over and over again. But Christ Himself says it.
Yep. We've said this since we started this program.
Yes. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves.
Why?
Yes.
Because the Father now told Christ every word to say and every work
yes.
to do.
Yes.
Okay.
And we are incapable of doing perfect works, but the Father can do them through us.
That's exactly right. We're incapable. That's John 15:5. Without me, you can do nothing. But Philippians 4:13-19 tell us, but through Christ, we can do all things for God.
Yes. Yes.
So let's
bring
it to reality, folks. Bring it away from commentaries and footnotes, including mine. The only commentary and footnote I want you to bring into your spirit is what the Bible says about the Bible. What other book to explain what the author means than his own words?
Yes.
I have never in my life understood why we got to have thousands and thousands and thousands of footnotes and explanations. We believe that the Holy Spirit is God. We also have to believe, even if we don't want to, verse 26 here, which says the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, who comes from the Father, and I will send him my name. He will teach you all things. Folks, we don't believe that any more than we believe that the moon is made of green cheese.
Right.
And we
may
believe that more. We don't, Raven, because people will not, in general, and I'm making a general statement, but I'm going to say it's 80 to 90%. And all the studies I've done in 37 years where people always are referring to something in addition to the Bible rather than having the Bible explain itself.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that.
Here's the big thing, Carl. People do not, this is huge. No one wants to give their will, their control up to someone else, including to God. They don't want to do
it. Especially.
Me included.
Especially.
Me included.
Because
it is hard.
I understand that, but especially God. Here's the issue. If you, if I'm following everything you're saying, and then one day you get me upset, I can blow you off and go to my next hero. With God, you can't argue about the words. You can't. There's no escape route. You know, in road racing, especially in Europe, they were famous years ago. I don't know if they do it now, where they always had in racing in some of these horrendous courses. They always had an escape route where if you were finding you were going too fast, especially coming into a turn, that they had, like you do on some of the, go down out of southern Ohio and take Interstate 77, which goes from West Virginia. It goes down through where it flattens out a little bit. The Charlotte, North Carolina area, but in that entire span where you go to West Virginia and Virginia, some of these mountains, you're taking 8-9 minutes to get up to the top, and then you're coming down, and you're moving by the time you come down. I mean, you are smoking, and they have these escape routes. You'll see them. They go up
for
steep
the
hill, and they're usually, sand. They have sand in them.
Yeah, I've actually seen a truck who had to go off the road and up one of those things because he was going too quick. He just couldn't slow down.
Or if you lose your brakes.
Yeah, yep.
What amazes me is they tell you to come down these these hills that are maybe take you 7-8 minutes to get to the top. And they tell you to come down and don't exceed 50 miles an hour. And these trucks
right.
are loaded with hundreds of thousands of pounds, or well, thousands
oh, yeah.
of pounds, not hundreds,
yeah.
thousands.
Right,
but anyhow,
yeah.
if I get upset with Raven, I go buy another commentary, or I find a new
yeah.
person. But with God, there
yeah.
are no escape routes. It's his word.
Yeah.
It cuts you. It's a double-edged sword. It cuts you going in. It cuts you going out. It reveals the true motives of the heart, which I don't want to see in many instances. I don't want to
yeah.
see my true motive in my heart in many instances.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it hurts. It hurts.
Absolutely. And there's no wiggle room.
Yes.
I don't like the way the pastor's wife said hello to me or ignored me today, so I go to another church.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's go to 12.
And I take my anger with me.
Absolutely.
I take my anger with me, and I unload it all over everyone else there.
That's right. Which is a
yeah.
human reaction. But it's our fault because we don't want to depend on the Holy Spirit. We don't. And don't think
yeah.
when I say we, if you go back to your fundamental days of grade school with grammar, we means me including you. So don't think
yeah.
I'm just being critical. So go ahead.
Right. Okay, let's see, where am I? 13, right? Or 12?
12.
12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father.
Now that bears that explanation.
Yes.
And I want you to read, if you would, read 13 with it.
And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the
yeah.
reason that it says greater works, it greater works doesn't mean that there's a ranking from 1 to 10, 20, 30,
right.
40 in the quality
yeah.
of the works. Every work God does is perfect. Greater works means
yeah.
greater number. Because remember, these people only had Jesus Christ with them while he was on earth as a man before he died. They only had him on earth while he was with them. But once he
right.
died, turn to John 7. Now, we're going to let the Bible interpret the Bible, not Carl. And I
right.
refuse to give my explanation. Let's go ahead and
right,
read
John 7.
7, 37 through 39.
On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Glorified means dying on the cross. And when Christ died on the cross, he glorified himself, and he glorified the Father. And the Father will glorify the Son. But the reason is
yeah.
here, until Jesus Christ died on that cross, the Holy Spirit could not. Now read 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 6:19. Once Christ was glorified and our sins were forgiven and we were restored to a relationship we lost 4,000 years earlier when Adam and Eve sinned, the representative of all mankind, we lost this God dwelling in us that they had before Genesis 3:1.
Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Or do you not know that you're, this is 6:19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
Now read John 37 through 39 again and get the connection. Before Christ had died, the Holy Spirit did not indwell every believer like he did the moment Christ died and paid for our sin. That's why you're going to do a greater number of works, because the Holy Spirit is in every believer. And he couldn't do that until Christ died on the cross.
Oh, absolutely.
Folks. Go get
okay,
the
John,
connection.
What?
Read that 7:37 and repeat that one again.
Oh, John 7? Okay.
Yeah, 37, you just read. I want to repeat it again.
Yep.
I want to tie this connection in of the Holy Spirit working in you individually with you are now a temple of the Holy Spirit. Before he died on the cross, we couldn't be.
Right, because in 14:12, he says that greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. Well, that's only because
that's
then
exactly.
The Holy Spirit is going to indwell people and do God's works in us. It's not that we're
that's
doing
what,
them. It's that
that's what the great. But
yeah.
The greater works don't mean that God, some of his works are inferior, even
right.
though I've heard stupid sermons implying that.
Right, and
what
it doesn't mean we're going to do the works.
What the greater
it doesn't
works
mean we're going to do the works.
The great, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You and I are on this
we
stupid
fix
delay,
this.
And I wish we could figure that out, but we're not going to.
Actually, just so you know, I had someone with this Freedomizer here tell me just a couple days ago, and I haven't been able to do it because I haven't been feeling well, but I'm going to try to get it done this week, tell me that they're going to try to come on and figure out a way to fix this. So this is the new station manager. So hopefully we may be able to fix this by next weekend.
Having a co-host on this program that's on a 7-second delay or 8-second delay, whatever it is, from what I'm saying, is just chaotic. And if
we may
be
able to fix this by next weekend. We may be able to fix this by next weekend. We're going to try.
Supposedly in the 60s, we put people on the moon, and yet we can't figure this out. And I'm not criticizing because I don't even know how to use a phone other than say hello or goodbye. But let's continue.
All right.
So go ahead.
On the last day. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone, am I in the right place?
Yeah. Well, John 7:37-39.
Okay, I am. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those who believe.
Stop a second.
Yep.
I want you now to tie in this he spoke concerning the Spirit to 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 6:19. Where at the moment he died on the cross and paid for our sin, the Holy Spirit now indwells us. That's why we're going to do a greater number of works.
Yes.
You see the connection?
Do you not?
Okay.
Do you not? Yes. Absolutely. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Yes. And 6:19 again.
Connection? Until he was
glorified, absolutely.
He was on the cross. That's why Jesus said to them, it's better that I go away, because greater works than these he shall do in you.
Yes, absolutely.
But it wouldn't happen until he went to the Father, which was the cross.
Well, Carl, when he was here, as man, So he was only in one place at one time, at a time.
That is the whole point we're making. Yep.
Yes. Exactly.
The greater doesn't mean that God makes things inferior. It means that greater people all over the world right now are taking advantage of doing things where before Christ died and was glorified, just as a man on earth, he could only affect the people he was around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And now he's working through people, like you say, through people everywhere. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now look
Hallelujah.
At 14. Read that
okay.
again.
14, verse 14.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. In my name means
you
in my will as well.
Yes. Well, it means in his name that your faith is in him. Your faith
yes.
is in, not in Carl's study guide.
Yes.
Your faith is in everything we do, folks. I don't care who teaches us. The Holy Spirit
yes.
has given people, every believer has a spiritual gift or more than one usually. And that is how
yeah.
we carry out the works that God has given us in 2 Timothy 1:9, that were created in Christ, if we follow Christ, before
yeah.
the worlds were created. But these things, folks, if you ask anything in his name, you've got to believe that it's only through faith in his name that that you're going to get what you're asking for. And we're not
right.
taught that. We're taught that you've yes. got to say a prayer to somebody. You've got to
yeah.
say this. You've got to do that. You've got to wear a certain article of your denominational belief. I'm telling you,
right.
and this is even in the Protestant Bible believing churches, supposedly.
Yes.
It only works
yes.
if you're doing it in his name, which means in faith in him. The entire
yes.
Romans 6, 7, and 8 has got through Christ, by Christ, in Christ. It must have it 40 times in those three chapters, all relating
yes.
to something that will happen. But it's only when your faith is in Jesus Christ plus nothing, minus nothing. And
yes.
we do not do that. We're not taught that in general. I'm not saying
yes.
nobody is. That would be... If I said nobody is, I'd be like some commentators and writers I've heard on the radio say to me. And I'll tell you, this turned me off. After 20 years of listening, 15 years, if you're not listening to my ministry, you're probably not hearing truth. And when I heard that statement, it just soured me.
Yeah.
But if you ask
yeah.
anything in his name, and the reason why his name, because now you're believing that he went to the Father.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when you got to go to Carl's commentary to verify a verse in the Bible, we're insane.
Exactly.
All right. Let's go to verse 15. This is very critical.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
And 16. Now, hold on. If you do love me and you keep my commandments, here is what will come from it.
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever.
Okay. Now, his commandment. If you love me, keep my commandments. Although I've got to do all the Ten Commandments, let's let the Bible interpret the Bible. Read 1 John 3:23.
All right.
This is the first commandment there is. If you don't obey this commandment, you're not born again.
And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment.
There you go. If you do not keep that commandment, folks, you're not born again. The Holy Spirit will not be with you, abiding with you, in you, and you will not be able to do the works of the spiritual gifts. You can't.
Yes.
So you want to go and ask anything in his name? Forget about it. If your faith is in something in addition to or minus Jesus Christ and him crucified, because if your faith
yeah.
for salvation is not 100% in Jesus Christ and him crucified, which 1 Corinthians 2:2 says, your faith is in the power of man rather than the wisdom of God. And that's 1 Corinthians 2:5. You have to have your faith in nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And if you do that, you will keep his commandments. Why? Because it's no longer your strength keeping the commandments once you're born again. You now have the power of God that if you submit to him, he will be the one to give you the ability to overcome addiction, overcome secret sins, overcome sins that you do in the closet nobody knows about. You can't break those. I had a person this past week, in fact, I'm going to talk to the gentleman, and I disagreed with him, but I told him I'm respectfully disagreeing with you. And I got to be honest with you, the man didn't get all huffy puffy, and he is going to call me tomorrow afternoon sometime. And he tutors a group that has 3,500 followers, and he made the comment to me that faith in Christ, he didn't argue that, but he said that cannot cure sin. And I told him, I respectfully disagree. Yes, it cannot.
It's the only thing that can cure sin.
Well, Raven, we talked about this yesterday morning, you and I did.
Yeah.
It's the only thing. But the man, again, and I'm not going to say what persuasion he comes from.
Right.
But he has been taught that we've got to do it on our own. And I'm going to be honest with you. Most of the preaching and teaching I hear in so-called Christianity today is how to make you better. It never stops, folks. I know the denomination this man is from because I was there for 43 years. But the Bible preaching churches, they don't believe it any more than what this one denomination. We've got to be the one.
Right. Yes.
And this man,
even when they say it, Carl, they most of them don't completely believe it. They think they have add something to it.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
It's just like this poor gentleman that was in the Midwest that told me he read all my 23 verses that I sent him one night, and he sees where the Bible is nowhere saying that water baptism saves your soul.
Right.
But he said, I can't get away from it. I still am going to believe that because that's the way we're teaching people. And we're teaching them for the reason Paul said in Ephesians 2, no, Acts 2, 29 and 30. They want to have people following after themselves.
Yes.
That's why we're teaching these things. But
absolutely.
This man, I'm looking forward to teaching him because I said, Holy Spirit, quickly, I want to respond to this. And I emphasize with him, I'm not arguing. I just want to tell you what happened to me, that the only thing that can deliver you is the power of Christ.
Yes.
So here again, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. The number one commandment in 1 John 3:23 is that you believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, because without that, you haven't got a snowball's chance in a very hot place of surviving in the spiritual kingdom of darkness that we're in this world of Ephesians 6:12, unless you believe in Christ. Once your faith is in Christ and you keep it there, you now have the option of using the power of Jesus Christ if you really want to eliminate sin. Now, why do I say if I do? Folks, there's times in my life where I really did not want to get rid of sin, and I know that happened.
Right.
It's not like you push a magic button or you're in a hospital and you've got an IV, and all of a sudden the anesthesiologist or whoever it is, he now opens the valve and this thing goes in and you go into never land. No. Romans chapter 6 is and 7 and 8, or 6 and 8 specifically, are plethora of nothing but this is so you might not sin. This is so you might not trust in yourself. This is so you might offer your body as a living. It doesn't say you got to, but until you're born again with the Holy Spirit, you're only trying to obey man-made rules to do what only God can do, and that's deliver you from sin. In fact, everybody
right.
on here, however many there are, I'm going to talk to this gentleman tomorrow and just say a quick prayer sometime that the Holy Spirit gives me the words to say that shows this man the truth, not that shows
yeah.
the man that Carl is a genius. I couldn't care less about that. I want
right.
this man to see the words of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is what it always should be.
It should.
You know, is what we
and
always.
You know what denomination I was for the first 43 years of my life. And the
right.
current
yes.
teaching in Protestantism, so-called church Bible believers, is veered
right.
away to the extent that they are more and more preaching and teaching what religion teaches, and that's you got to get better. God has
yeah.
not given you something that can get better. You don't have something that can get better.
Yeah. So this is because...
It's like if you're a cook.
I was just going to say, this is because we... We almost don't even believe, we give mouth service to it, but we almost don't really
Amen.
Believe in the Trinity anymore. We believe more in a duality. You know, we've kind of kicked the Holy Spirit out of Christianity.
Let me tell you something that came up Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's not something that I've wrestled with. There's one God. There's three divine persons.
Yeah.
A man said to me, how do you explain that? I said, I don't. I can't.
Right.
God said it, as Pastor Day said. God said it. I believe it. That settles it.
Right.
God said, and when he was talking about the Tower of Babel in Genesis, if we let him continue,
yeah.
they will become as one of us. And yet the Bible
right.
says there's only one God. I
right.
don't know. I don't know. But what I'm saying,
right.
folks, where you have these apparent contradictions, if you don't know what the answer is, do like J. Vernon McGee did that time. He said, I don't
mm-hmm.
know the answer. I've studied all my life. I don't know it. At least the
right.
man is honest.
Right.
Now, go
and
to
there
John
is only one God.
That's
there,
right.
there is only
but
one
again,
God. We can't explain
again,
this manifestation of God in three persons. It's not up to us to try to explain it. It's
Amen.
Up to us to accept it in faith.
Amen.
That's it.
The reason it's not up to us to explain it is because the Holy Spirit hasn't given you it.
That's right. That's right.
Now, I want to along with 1 John 3:23. His first commandment is, and without it you can't obey any others, because you can only obey a commandment in the power of Jesus Christ through the manifestation of the work of the Holy Spirit in you.
Yep.
Read John 6, 38 through 40. Same thing, folks.
John
Same
6.
Thing. Are we going to believe what Carl says, or are we going to choose to believe the Bible?
38 through 40.
For I
have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day.
The same commandment.
Yeah.
You don't even talk about the power of the Holy Spirit in you. You don't talk about being saved unless you're willing to believe in Jesus Christ for salvation plus nothing minus nothing. Because
yeah.
without the Holy Spirit, you're not forgiven of your sins. You're not saved.
Right.
and you cannot obey his commandments.
Yes.
And this is what the man doesn't see that I'm saying, but he's not argumentative. He's saying, I just don't see how faith in Christ delivers you. And I've got to, the Holy Spirit's got to give me the right words and verses to show you that there is nothing in the Bible that says you can do it any other way.
Yes.
I hope this is coming across as the Bible says in these verses. If you love me, keep my commandments. Because the only way you can keep my commandments is through the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. And he will not dwell in you, and you're not a temple of the Holy Spirit. If what? If you don't obey the first commandment in 1 John 3:23, and that is believe
yes.
in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's just no other way. Now,
that's right.
The next verse says, I will pray the Father. In other words, if your faith is in Christ alone, and you have loved me, and you keep my commandments, which start with the first commandment, not number one in the listing of commandments, but this is his commandment, that you believe in his only Son. And he will pray the Father, that is Jesus, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now, when he says he will give you another comforter, if you go to John 14:26,
mm-hmm.
he is also saying that he is your teacher.
Yeah.
If you go to 15:26. The church doesn't
okay.
believe these things today, and I'm in general. I'm not saying everyone listening. When the Comforter has come, who is the Holy Spirit, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, there is no other truth other than Jesus Christ and your faith in him. There's a lot of true statements.
Yeah.
He will testify of me. I'm going to read John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, what is truth? John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. You see where the Spirit is the Spirit of truth? The Holy Spirit is a Spirit that comes from the Father. He only speaks what the Father says, but it's the Spirit of
yes.
Jesus Christ. He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of himself. But whatever he hears from the Father, that he will speak, and he will show you things to come. We do not, and I'm saying we, meaning me, up till recently, do not believe that we don't need another teacher. We don't need a counselor, a Christian psychologist. And if I'm offending people, I'm sorry. I'm sitting in a Bible study 2 nights a week. And there's a lady who is being tormented to the point that it's sad. And we keep telling her she's got to go to a psychologist. She's got to find a counselor. Is not the Holy Spirit a qualified counselor? Is he not the teacher? I'm telling you, folks, we in the modern Christian thinking, including in my warped mind, we repeat these things, but we really don't believe in it because we do it.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying you don't listen to man, but you let the Holy Spirit guide you to who he wants to. Don't go picking up on Carl's hero because Carl donates so much money to him a year or because he sold him a Bible and he personally signed it. So what? And I'm giving you real-life examples. Go back, folks, in churches in the last 2 weeks for 2 nights on this one lady. You've got to get to a Christian psychologist. You've got to go to a counselor. The Holy Spirit is not capable, obviously, or we wouldn't be saying that. Now, what does the Bible say about it? Read James 1:5, just 5, because I don't want to get into the reasons why it won't work. If you ask the Holy Spirit for anything in the name of Jesus, it will be given to you. Read it. James 1:5.
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
We do not believe that verse in the churches, folks. Trust me. And I'm saying it's even prevalent in my own Bible studies. This lady has expressed her torment in the last 3 Bible studies she's been at, and I feel sorry for her. And yet we're telling her, and we're giving her names of medical, what do you even call them, conglomerates that are running the medical business today, the financial people who are running the medical business. And we are actually giving her names of these people, and I'm not saying they're bad. I don't know the doctors even. But why would you not believe what James 1:5 says? And I ask that about all of us. Why am I going to sit down here for 3 hours reading commentaries about Revelation? I don't believe the Holy Spirit will keep his promise. It's pure and simple.
Yeah.
Now, you may say you can't say that about me. No, I can't. But I can say it about me. And I've done that. Raven knows this is not a manufactured story to embellish my words
right.
on the radio. I went
right.
through this 7 to 8 years ago, and the Holy Spirit finally came to me. No, I didn't see any visions. I didn't hear any strange language. Strange. He said, you do not believe that I can explain the Bible to you. Oh, not, and I, no, you got me wrong. And then he says, in my mind, never heard a word go audibly. Then why do you have 10 commentaries open to the book of Revelation? Do you believe that I can teach you?
Right.
And at the moment, I didn't. And I even, in my mind, I said, no, I really don't. I've got to go into,
yeah.
and I didn't say this, but I've got to go into a Bible
right.
study next week, and these people have asked me to talk about Revelation. I've never even read it through of my own self once. I'm telling you, folks, I will say I recently have come to the proof conclusion, not because my mind agrees with it, because I have trusted God in being the counselor, the teacher, and telling me what to do. I have counted on him, and it works. I'm able
yes.
to go to Revelation now and say things that I would have, and I'm not getting them from any thesaurus, no hermeneutics, no apologetics, no nothing. I made a commitment
yes.
that night, and this was 7 to 8 years ago, maybe 9, probably 8, and I said, I'm going to go. And this is the way I talked to the Holy Spirit. I said, I'm going to trust you. And if it doesn't work out, it's not my problem. It changed my whole body. But the point I'm making, folks, is I, as recently as 8 years ago, did not believe these verses in John 14:26, 15:26, and 16:13. And I'm being honest with you, folks. I'm not here to criticize me. I don't get a throw over that. You got anything to say about it, go ahead, because I'm sure you do.
You know, there's something. I just had something here that you were talking a little bit ago about the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and being unable to sort of put all that together. And, you know, that was something that I taught on. And this is, to me, at least it was to me when I first read it, when I taught on this a couple weeks ago, and there's something that hit me so hard.
Go ahead.
And that was,
when you talked about, say this, because when you talked about it, you were very, very close in sync with what the Bible says.
Yeah, and this was Isaiah 9:6. I mean, hit me hard. Oh.
This is ironic.
Isaiah.
I got that. Let me get to that. Hold on. Let me get
to
it, because
okay.
I've written that note down on verse 26
okay.
of chapter 14. I wrote Isaiah 9:6. Let me get to it.
Yes. All
Go
right.
with me. I want to follow the Bible. Raven points me
yes.
to the Bible. She's got my attention. She points me to Dr. So-and-so. I don't have – she doesn't have my attention.
Right.
Go ahead.
You know what? If I report – if I send you to any sort of – unless they're using scripture, but if I send you to some commentary or this, that, or whatever – flip the switch and turn me off, would you? Just cut me right off of there.
No, you're right.
That's,
if you send me
yeah.
anywhere but God first. Now, God will send me to someone he's picked for me to see, but not someone that someone else has said.
Right, right. If I send you to somebody and say, listen, they're using scripture, and they use scripture, and I say, see, this backs that up. You know, that's one
yes,
thing. If they're
exactly.
saying these are the verses, right? If
yep.
I go there because they're using scripture verses, but if it's just
yep.
well, he says, she says, blah blah blah, then no. So Isaiah 9:6,
and this is very
for
good.
Unto us, yes, for unto us a child is born. So we know they're talking about Christ. Unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder. And here's where it gets wow. Because I've read this before many times. But when I did this study, was it last week, I think? I was blown away by this verse. And his name, Christ's name, will be called Wonderful Counselor. Who's the counselor? The Holy Spirit is the counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And to me, this really cemented this Trinity, because this means Christ, the Father, the Holy Spirit, all one, obviously all one, because it says Christ will be called the Counselor. Christ will be called Everlasting Father. Christ will be called Mighty God. They are all one. Now try to figure that one out, right? Can't. I don't understand how Christ is going to be called the Holy Spirit. How is Christ going to be called Counselor? How is Christ going to be called Everlasting Father? I can't explain that. But Scripture says it's true.
Hold on, Raven. The one thing you
yeah.
said that night, and I'm going to give you two more verses to read that proves
yeah.
to me you are right. You said
mm-hmm.
the entire, and I'm paraphrasing, you said the
mm-hmm.
entire Trinity is involved
yes.
in everything that the God does for us and we do. The entire Trinity.
Yes.
Now, I want you to go to Ephesians 2. And I want you to read, we're going to start with Ephesians 2. We're going to read 18, but you got to realize that 18 is, it's a pronoun, but it's referring back to 13.
Right.
So read 13
yeah.
of Ephesians, because I want you to get these, because these pronouns have to go back to the proper noun or we're in violation of grammar.
Right. For through him, we both have access by one Spirit to the Father.
Now, let's see who
yes,
him is.
Through Christ.
Read 13. Read 13,
yes.
14, 15, 16, and 17.
But now in Christ
that'll
Jesus,
tell us who
you...
him is. Yeah.
Yes.
In who?
But now in Christ Jesus... You who once were far off have been made near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace.
Who is he?
Who
Hold
has,
on. Who is the pronoun he?
He is Christ.
Amen. Keep going.
Who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of division between us. Between who? Between us and God. Between
Amen.
Us and Christ, between us and the Father, between us and the Counselor.
I just
between
want you to see
us.
The I want
yeah.
you to see the continuous reference to pronouns, but we can't lose track of what the pronoun is referring back to. It's always referring back to the last proper noun. who is the subject of this.
You want to hear something interesting? I never noticed. I wasn't there at the time, but there's a just a little reference here at the end of this verse, verse 14, and it refers me back to Isaiah 9:6. Hmm.
Okay.
How interesting is that? Yeah.
That is.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity.
Who's his?
That is the
who's
law.
His? But, wait, who's his?
Yeah. Christ.
Well,
we're talking about Christ through here.
Amen. Keep going, because this is critical.
Yes. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new
himself
man from
back,
the two.
Him, wait, him, hold on, hold
yeah.
on. Himself
yep.
is back to the subject pronoun.
Yes.
Which
yes.
was our noun, which is Christ. Everything is about
yes.
Christ. Keep
yes.
going.
So as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace.
Okay, we're going to pick
yeah.
up on a couple more subject pronouns. Go ahead.
All right. Okay.
16.
And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, therefore thereby putting to death the enmity.
17.
And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near.
Who has he preached peace to you? What pronoun is that referring back to?
To us who are far off, that's the Gentiles, or who, not the Jews.
No, well, the Gentiles didn't preach peace. He came and preached peace to you who are far off.
Yeah, those who are far off are the Gentiles. Oh,
right,
he is Christ,
that,
yeah.
But who's, that's right. He that came and preached peace who are far off. You're right.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
You see, we're in six verses. The pronoun is referring back to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Read
yes.
the first three words in 18.
For through him,
stop.
Christ.
Him is again Christ. Now, here's Raven.
Yes.
You bought this. I think you mentioned this verse. That in this
yes,
verse,
I did.
Through him, which is Jesus Christ, we have all three of the triune God, the three individual persons working in everything we do. You're
that's
the one
right.
who talked about this so very well.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Go ahead.
It is God manifest in three different ways to us every single time. He's constantly working in us, but it's God working in us, but in through Christ, through the Holy Spirit, I know that it's impossible
you're
to completely
right.
understand.
You're right, but you haven't read the verse. Read the verse.
Yes.
Complete.
For through him, we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Yeah.
Read 22.
Yes. In whom you also are being built together for a habitation of God.
Who is whom?
In whom?
Who is the con-
in whom
who
is Christ?
The continuous, in whom is Christ? Yeah.
Yes. In whom you also are being built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit.
There
yes.
you go. Hey, Raven, hold on just a minute. Yeah. I've got someone on here. And it says hold time. Does that mean they want to speak? Because I don't have any. I don't have a hand raised.
If they don't have a hand raised, then no.
Okay, because it says, and folks, now
it often,
they didn't raise the hand, but it. Wait a minute. It turned.
Okay.
This is that they have. I apologize, and for whoever this is
okay.
from the 661 area code, just bear with me.
Okay.
Hopefully I don't disconnect the people. Hello there. I hope I haven't disconnected you. Are you there with us?
Hello. No, you didn't disconnect me. I was calling because I thought this was Danielle St. John's show, but I was listening to what you guys were saying, too, and I enjoyed the conversation that you guys were having as well.
Okay. Well, what was I due to my old age, I'm bad and my hearing isn't all. What did you say you were doing?
Oh, I was calling because I thought my friend's show, I think her show starts a little bit later, but I don't know if it's the same number, but I was listening to your conversation as well.
Oh, okay. Do you have any comments
questions?
Because, yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to ask the same thing.
I guess my question is.
Raven and I are on a delay. Do me a favor. We'll keep quiet, and you go ahead and state what your question is or comment.
Right.
Okay. It's funny you guys are talking about the Lord and you're talking about Jesus. I was just Googling some different things. And have you guys ever watched the Bible Project on YouTube?
No,
not I.
Okay. Well, if you get a chance, you guys should check out the Bible Project. It's like a free show or, I guess, a series that they put on where they discuss different biblical topics. And, you know, 2 or 3 years ago when I first started watching their videos regularly, I was kind of like, I guess you could say a novice, and then through the course of the last 3 years, I've gotten so much closer to Jesus, so much closer to him. I've read the Bible in, you know, 4 or 5 different versions now, but I think that the Bible Project outside of the Bible itself is one of, like, the best resources I've found for learning and understanding.
I want to make sure while you're here that I get that. The Bible Project. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, the Bible Project. If you just go to YouTube and search for the Bible Project, it'll...
Yep, I can't even remember my name without my driver's license. Okay, good. No, I got you. I will look at it, sir.
Yeah, you guys should take a look at that because they do all kinds of wonderful different things. They do, like, word studies. They do concept studies. I mean, their last few videos have been more of, like, podcast format, like this show is, kind of. Mm-hmm. But they've also done, in the past, they do a lot of, like, animated visual videos, and they're really good for kids, too, because the visual animation is kind of cartoonish, right? So it's a great way to get kids to learn about serious biblical topics. And, for example, they break down the Shema, which is the, I'm sure you guys know this, but is the prayer from Deuteronomy 6, right? They break down, and it goes, "Hear, Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength," right? And they break down each one of those words. So they tell you kind of what does it mean to love, and they tell you in Hebrew what love means, right? And then obviously in the New Testament Greek, they tell you what love means too. And then they break down what does soul mean, what does strength mean, what are those, and how are we supposed to apply that in our walk with Christ? And it's just a wonderful resource.
That sounds good.
You guys should take, you guys should take a look at it.
I'm not agreeing with you just to agree with someone who called in. In fact, if I disconnect myself from here, Raven can explain to you that I am really terrible with this, but I'm going to put this in my phone before you hang up.
I wrote it down, too, Carl. I wrote it down, too, Carl.
Okay.
So if you,
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds very interesting. I'm going to check it out. Yeah.
Yeah,
what's
they do like a
about
great
it
job
is
of,
you're one of the
like,
very... You're one of the very few persons that's ever called in to hear that either wasn't swearing at us or had something constructive, and I want to make sure I get this. And Raven knows that's true. I'm not exaggerating.
Right. But, yeah, it sounds really interesting. I have a granddaughter who, my daughter, and she don't go to church. And, this might be something really interesting to check out with, with her as well, some of the, things geared kind of towards kids. She's 10, and so I appreciate you sharing that. Very interesting.
Yeah, you guys, it's not just geared towards kids. It's definitely geared towards adults, but I think the animation combined with the subject matter helps to introduce those heavy topics to kids, right? The heavy topics, like what does God expect from us when he says that we're supposed to love each other, right? What does he expect from us when, and they also do a really good job of, I think, answering a lot of questions because there's two different guys that do it, and it's one of them kind of like the traditional, straightforward, provides the information, but the other guy kind of plays the skeptic, and he kind of asks questions that a typical person that doesn't maybe know the Bible so well might ask in those kinds of situations, and he kind of does the, well, wait a minute, you know, I thought this and this and that, and then the other guy kind of says, well, no, that's, you know, that's actually not true, but this is what it actually says, right? And it's, they do a fantastic job. They do a great, great job of answering some of the questions that I think a lot of Christians struggle answering, like, why does God allow bad things to happen, right? That's one of those questions
right.
that people, and that, I know that you guys have heard
topic.
It. I've heard it, right?
Yep.
Right. Yeah, excellent,
right,
excellent.
They do a great job of that. But,
yeah.
Raven, I've actually subscribed to it. How about that? I've subscribed to it.
Wonderful.
And I don't know whether I'm coming, going, up, down. I don't know whether I'm going east, west, north, or south on this stuff. That's why
I've
tried to do this. I've tried to look something up during a program before, and I've cut myself off, gotten off the program. But I got it. I've subscribed to it. The Bible Project.
Great.
Bible Project. Must be 3,500 subscribers.
Wow.
There should be a lot more than that on YouTube. It's like in the millions, I want to say. They've been around for about 10 years.
Okay,
I remember
that's what it is, 3.5 million. Does M mean thousands or millions?
Million,
that's millions,
Okay, 3.5.
Yeah, they've
been
around for about 10 years now.
They've got study Bibles, large print Bibles, all kinds of Bible. Okay, good. Sir, I've got it. So even if I disconnect myself, I've got it down. I will look at it. I'm serious.
Well, thank y'all so much. I have to actually run. I just wanted to say hello and thank you guys for doing what you're doing, and I hope you get better callers in the future.
Well,
thank you so much for calling in. It's nice to hear from people.
Raven knows that this is true. I probably had 12 calls in 3 years, and I'm just coming up on 3 years, and I've never had anybody that called to do anything that curses out. I mean that literally. So I saw your call, and I answered it with expectation. I'm very happy you did that. Thank you.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, for sure, because I meant to call into my friend's show, because she has a show that's, I guess, after yours. I didn't know it was the same line. And so when I called in, I was like, that doesn't sound like my friend.
Who is the one you listen to? Who is the one you listen to?
Danielle St. John.
Okay.
Not familiar.
Not familiar with that.
Not familiar.
But she's right after this,
what's
huh?
What's the name of the...
I believe so, and I guess it's the same line, yeah.
Great.
What's the name
of
it? I don't know the name of her program. I think it's Seeds of Change. I think that's what it's called, Seeds of Change.
I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen it.
And her mom that do the show. So I was calling in because she posted the link for your guys' show. So she just posted the link and for your guys' show, I guess. And so I was like, okay, let me call in right now. And I didn't realize that she was posting it early.
when we come in, well, I will not go past my 4:30. When we come in, we all dial into the same phone number. And then we use the host has his own PIN number, so I'm sure she gets in on that. Sir, thank you, whoever you are, for giving us an encouraging call.
Yeah, that was
y'all
great.
Take care and have a good one, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you
as well.
Thank you for your time. Call me back sometime because I am going to I'm going to search this out. I will. Okay, that was a pleasure.
That was an enjoyable call.
3 years. One call in 3 years. That's remarkable.
It was wonderful, though, wasn't it?
Boy, if I were a professional athlete and I won one game or won one race or hit one baseball in 3 years, I would be a thin athlete because I wouldn't be eating. Okay.
Is that true? Aren't you glad we don't depend on anybody's money to do this?
Oh, Lord. But no, that is, it's nice to get someone who's willing to encourage you. But this is helpful. I'm going to read this. I'm going to go to it. Okay.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to check it out.
We have pretty much, I think, exhausted where we were. Now, not to duplicate the mistake that I've already made once today, we are in... And let's see, we've saturated John. Well, we've done actually 10 through 16.
Yes.
And Let's do 1 John 2:1, which also expands on the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will be with you forever. So that's a very interesting comment. Forever.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yes.
We're going to need a teacher. We're going to have a teacher in all eternity forever. Think of that. That
yes.
is a mind-boggling.
Yes. Yeah. 2:1, my little children, these things I write to you that we may not, that you may, am I in the right place? 2:1, that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Okay. That's not getting into what I wanted to hear about, that he may abide with us forever. But the
right.
same one that is our advocate with it, well, in a way it is. The same one who is
yeah.
our advocate on this earth, if we do commit sin, is
mm-hmm.
the same one we're going to be, that is going to be justifying us, and we're going to be living with us for all eternity. Okay, I can see that.
Now, do you know, I looked this up because I wasn't aware, but do you know that Holy Spirit, okay,
mm-hmm.
that the word for Holy Spirit that is used is also, when you look up what it means, is all it also means advocate. It means sort
ah,
of.
Ah, I didn't know that. See, you just answered.
Yes.
That's why I didn't see it.
Yes.
And
that
was,
also means advocate.
But the verse you read in 1 John 2:1 didn't really connect to this one, but I see it now. So you're saying
yes.
that the whole, the word counselor?
Mm-hmm. And the word advocate means the same thing that the word Holy Spirit means, but Jesus Christ is also referred to as the advocate. So they,
but
see this is why.
Hold on, that's exactly what you were
yeah.
saying in Ephesians 2:18. They're all involved
yes.
in everything we do.
Yes, and the same
perfect.
Thing I was
that's
saying
perfect.
In Isaiah. They're all the same, which is hard for our tiny little brains to understand. We can't, it's impossible, really. We don't get it. We don't understand it. But it's just truth, and we must accept it by faith, even though we don't understand
go.
It. It's just
so you say
truth.
Counselor, Holy Spirit, and
advocate
are all one and the same. Now that sheds
yes.
light on it. Okay, I got you.
Yes. Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's just, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
That completes the thing I was looking for.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
Amazing.
Why don't you, Raven, go ahead and we'll pray and give this whoever is coming on in 5 minutes. We'll give them plenty of time. Do you have any other comments? And write this down in case I screw up. We're going to start.
I do have it written
17.
Down. In fact, I went and subscribed as well just now while we were, yeah, when we were kind of sort of ending things with him. Yeah, I wrote it down, and
so
I subscribed as well. So
we're in 14:17 next week.
Yes. Yes.
Like, what is today? What is next week? The 6th? Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
That's an accurate statement.
Sure. You know what that is? That's a retired person's view of the world.
No, it's got to be the 5th. You're right. You know,
okay,
when
okay.
I worked, I never needed a calendar. It's got to be
right,
the 5th,
right.
because the 13th I go to the neurologist, and the 13th is a Monday, so the 6th, I'm with it.
Okay,
but that's
all right.
true. I never could
yeah.
see how people didn't know what date it was.
I know.
And now,
you know,
now I'm one of them.
Just to say that, you know, they ask you, you know, I know one of the things that they ask you if they're trying to find out, like if you have, if you go to the hospital and they're trying to find out if you have a concussion or you're mentally deficient or something, and they ask you things like, you know,
what's
like who's the president or what the date is and stuff. Well, I have seen these people on the street things, you know, where they ask people, you know, who's the president, who's the vice president, and half of them don't even know. And then, you know, and today, if somebody asked me what today's date is, I would say, I don't know, let me look on my phone or my, you know, or whatever. So, you know, it's just kind of like, eh. don't try to find out right now.
Another way, the only calendar reference I've got, my son works on the IndyCar races. He's a mechanic.
Uh-huh.
And the opening race of the season is next week. March 5th in St. Petersburg, Florida. So that's all
gotcha.
You can relate to things. All right.
All right.
Why don't you say a final, we got a minute, say a final prayer and thank the Holy Spirit for today's help and for the gentleman
who
called in. It was refreshing.
Oh, absolutely. Father, we're so thankful for just for everything that you do for us, the blessings and the trials, because we know that both of those things lead us to you and show you not only in the light, but in the darkness of the world. And even those who don't understand are eventually led to see you whether they want to or not.
Amen.
Lord, we just love you so much, and we're so appreciative of this person that called in today, and we just ask that you lighten the hearts of those who listen and allow them to also call in and just realize how much their love for you can expand and move out into the world even farther if they just spend more time studying your word and truly spreading the love of Jesus Christ into people they don't even know. Do something kind for someone this week in the Lord. Allow the Holy Spirit to live through you rather than trying to push him into what you think he should be. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Raven. We'll talk to you.
All right. I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Yep.